Coach, can you just give your opening thoughts on today's game?
Yeah, a tough team in Navy to come on the road. We got a point in conference. We battled going down 1-0 in the first half to find a goal in the second half. I thought it showed some really good character and resiliency by our group. Didn't play well in the first half, and Navy played better than us in the first half. So, and then I thought we were the better team in the second half. So a tale of two halves. And, we talked to our guys that we can't find ourselves giving away 45 minutes. Not at this point in the season in conference games, not against anybody that we play. We don't get that back. And so a simple message to the group, but I thought our second half play was really good tonight. And you'd like to get that first 45 minutes back. But no, a good point against a really good team here today at Navy.
Coach, we didn't get to watch the game, but from the stat sheet, it looked like Diego Rivette had a pretty lively game. How would you rate his performance today and overall throughout the season?
Yeah, Diego did. Diego, came in the first half, had a really good chance on a header, and then was a pretty lively and so I know there wasn't any, the game wasn't streamed, but yeah, Diego had a good performance today. And he's continually, if you look at the season as far as played in most games and come, off the bench more than he started. He has started, but he's come off the bench and he's provided some really good depth. So today, this afternoon was another good performance by him.
And then Andrew Rent, who got the goal, I've been really impressed with his directness. It seems whenever he gets on the ball, he seems to make something happen. How important is that for you guys in terms of, converting a lot of good defensive work and good work in the midfield to concrete clear-cut chances in the final third? How important has he been?
Yeah, really happy for Renty to get his first goal of the season, right? Little, the saying, the monkey off your back, right? Like, just to kind of, be free now. I think it was looming over his shoulder. He was worried about it. He was thinking about it, just how he is. So I'm really happy for him to get on the stat sheet and in the goal column because he has done a lot of work for us all season, right? He's very strong. He is linear in his running, but he also can get you at any point. With just his ability to cut you. And so I'm hoping this is a start for him to get on the goal sheet. But yeah, I was really happy for him and he's had a good start to this season thus far. And so hopefully he keeps kicking on.
Coach, just curious now with your sixth tie of the season, looking back at the NCAA rule change, are you happy that there's no overtime, or now looking back, do you wish there was overtime?
Yeah, no, listen, I was a proponent of it. I don't have a problem with it, it just so happens that we have six ties and, some other teams don't. So, it was going to probably mean that more teams were going to find draws possibly. And, maybe we're on one end of the spectrum on a sample size with being 2-2-6. But, it's part of the evolution of the game. And I was in support of the rule change. So no issues there. Maybe we can now find some stoppage time from referees and we're continuing to progress to what FIFA does. So
I know in the last game, we kind of talked about looking at the point standings. Now you have 3 points through four games and only one loss, but obviously, you're going to need 3 points from these games. What needs to change to kind of get over that hump?
Just need to find our first win in conference. I think if you look at our group, I think we've, 2-2-6 through 10 games. That means that we're involved in every game, right? I look at, just our progression and how we've been. And, really, really pleased. Obviously, you always want to find yourself getting some points. But if you look at it, we've played now Colgate, who's at the top of the conference, Army, who's at the top of the conference, Navy, who's at the top of the conference, and then Lafayette is kind of looming. You know, they play tonight. So not to say that, you know, the guys at the top versus the bottom that you're going to automatically get points off of that. But we've taken points off of top teams in comparison to last year. Where we dropped some points. So it will all even out. Yeah, we got 3 out of 12. There's still 15 left. And now we have a little bit of we got a midweek in local derby against Harvard at home, and then Bucknell, right? And so, you know, all focus on Harvard, but yeah, conference. Yeah, we're right there. But you know, to answer it, yeah, we got to find ourselves to. When's that first win going to come? And I think from there, this group has been good, and we're going to continue to get better. And so I'm really excited, and I believe in everything that these guys are doing. So, you know, we continue to charge on, move forward.
Well, and just a quick follow-up, you mentioned that the guys are good right now. So how would you think the locker room is right now? Do the guys just feel like there's still momentum to carry?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we had a really simple conversation. You can find yourselves at if you're only going to play for 45 minutes and be really objective for only 45 minutes, which we saw tonight. I know you guys couldn't see the game. The first half, we were very poor. And not from the perspective of like, we couldn't do anything. We just looked, a little scared at times. And that's what we said, you know, to then come back and have a really positive 45 minutes. Yeah, the guys can't really the guys are going to always look at it and say we could have done more. And we have to be really objective in what we're saying and what we're doing. If we can put together 90 minutes, we'll be fine. So, you know, could the guys probably at Army were hoping for 3 points, right? They could have been a little more disappointed after Army than today, because today we had to come back. And we did that, and we could have found more, but we didn't. Lafayette, you know, kind of had, could have gone the other way with what we had done. So those are probably a little more disappointing in the locker room than tonight, where we had to really battle back. But the guys can be disappointed in the fact that, yeah, we didn't start well. We've started better on other games, and whether this is us on the road or not, but we're good. We're in a tough league. Yeah, we've gotten 3 points, but we'll find that first win at some point. I know it's coming.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.